Here's something to keep in mind the next time you get thirsty.
There are basically no standards that apply to bottled water.
Sean Gray is a senior analyst for the Environmental Working Group and a principal author of their recently released 2011 Bottled Water Scorecard. That study, which looked at 173 different brands, was all about the bottles, Gray explains, because there are virtually no rules governing their contents.
There are some rules from FDA that say if you don't do anything to the water, you have to call it drinking water, and if something else, you have to use a particular name on the label, but you don't have to tell where the water came from. You don't have to tell what you actually did to the water, and you certainly don't have to provide people with detailed water quality reports like your public water supplier would have to do for tap water.
And, he adds, the sellers of bottled water are not volunteering much.
We looked at 173 different products from across the country, and we found only three of those products that could answer the questions we want answered, which is, where did the water come from? What did you do with it? And can you provide us with some information about what the quality of your water was? Every other bottle that we looked at was missing at least one part of that.
But California has its own stricter standards, which took effect in January 2009.
The California law says that you're supposed to disclose the source of the water, provide contact information to find out water quality, and then provide water quality reports when asked.
So are California consumers getting better information about the bottled water they consume? In a word, says Gray, no.
What is astounding to me is that even with that really low threshold of what's required in California, how many of the companies couldn't even bother to do that? And then we even found some bottling companies that provided that information only in California and then produced a whole separate label for the rest of the country. It just blows my mind that companies want to hide this much information from the public.
The most probable reason for that secrecy, Gray continues, is that water sellers don't want their customers to know the source of their products.
It looks like as much as half of the water out there is maybe filtered tap water. They've basically done nothing more than pour it out of a tap, just like you could have at home if you lived in the same place that they got it from.
Profit, of course, is no small consideration. American consumers alone drink about 23 million gallons of bottled water each day, for which they pay up to 1,900 times more than the cost of their local tap water. And the cost associated with the bottles themselves, Gray points out, are also huge.
If you start to think about the fact that I'm getting ripped off by buying this, it might get people to look to that next step of, well, what else is getting ripped off? Well, it turns out that we're using an incredible amount of energy to produce these bottles, a lot of energy to ship them around. And then where do the bottles go after you put them into the recycling bin? And I'll tell you what, it's not back into more plastic bottles for drinking water. It goes into shopping bags or into the great plastic nightmare in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
The three highest-rated brands in the Environmental Working Group's transparency study were Gerber Pure Purified Water, Nestle Pure Life Purified Water, and Penta Ultra Purified Water. So what's their recommendation? Simply drink filtered tap water. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.